Narina's 3BA 102.3.
Time to shoot the breeze. For the final time in 2020, from thebigsmoke.com.au, Alex Chelios, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You know this is our fourth Christmas together?
It's amazing. I think it says a lot about me.
How?
Says that I'm not a commitment phobe. Says that I'm patient for putting up with you that long.
This
is a lot.
I think Santa's even laughing at that one. Anywho, good to see your fur babies are enjoying your Christmas tree up there in Sydney.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
And the Chrissy tree itself looking beautiful, I noticed on Facebook too.
Thank you.
Speaking of Christmas, how do we feel connected during a COVID Christmas, Alex Chelios?
You know, things have really changed. I don't know what the feeling is like down in Victoria, but here in Sydney, I think there's a real sense of, wow, I thought we sidestepped this. And I think it's really important to remember that we take this seriously, we're vigilant, but we also have to have a mindset of not being hysterical about everything. And partly, we need to be mindful that over Christmas, we should be Zooming our families for sure and not seeing them because we don't want to take the risk, but we should also be focusing on ourselves. So there's a lot of research into the psychology behind, you know, being alone at Christmas and how to still feel a sense of resilience, a feeling connected to your family. And that has a lot to do with managing the scale of emotions you'll feel and not just trying to distract yourself by technology. So whether that's Zoom fatigue or just trying to watch Netflix or be on your phone, being actually able to manage yourself during this period is really important.
I'll tell you what, with the latest outbreak up there in Sydney in New South Wales, Alex, I'll tell you what, it could be a very, very unpleasant Christmas for a lot of people, and they won't feel connected at all. The next 24 hours are going to be very telling as to whether people are going to be able to have family over for Christmas.
I mean, it's very sad, and I'm in the same boat as other people within Sydney who likely won't see most of my family for Christmas now. And it's disappointing. But again, we have to think of the bigger picture. And this is one Christmas in many, many years. And we need to think about our future, our economy, our health. That's more important than one day.
Absolutely right. Moving on, China says they've mastered the ability to modify the weather. Could they bring that to Ballarat, please? Because at the moment, we're sitting on 11 degrees and there's a bit of rain around.
Yeah, this is quite important because it's not a particularly new concept, geoengineering projects. But this particular weather modification program out of China is actually going to cover around 5.5 million square kilometres, which is about 1.5 times the size of India. And they're saying that over the next 5 years, the area will actually be covered by artificial rain and snowfall, and that the focus is on disaster relief, emergency responses, you know, understanding forests and grasslands, and also being able to control the weather to protect farms. But this isn't the first time China has done this. They actually seeded clouds just prior to the Beijing Olympics in 2008. So they were able to put ice-like particles, silver iodide, in which is a compound that freezes water. It's not a snow gun, but it actually, the concept that was interestingly discovered in the 40s by a scientist who was able to make it snow using dry ice.
I'll tell you what, they'd make me a believer if they could clear the clouds and allow the sun to shine through.
I mean, look, they've spent $1.34 billion on weather modification between 2012 and 2017, which saw hail damage reduced by 70%. So they're saying that over the next 5 years, this is going to be a really critical geoengineering project for the country.
Oh, watch this space. Let's wrap up with a story that could only come out of the US of A. And, of course, Joe Biden in the last 24 hours was seen on TV getting vaccinated for COVID-19. He will take over after the inauguration on the 20th of January. Donald Trump has been there for 4 years, but according to one mum, she's kept that secret from her son for that period of time. What is going on here, Alex?
Yeah, so this is a mother whose six-year-old son believes that Obama is still president. He knows that Biden is president-elect, but he thinks that it's taking over. He's taking over from Biden. He doesn't know Trump was ever president. How this woman has kept all of the news away from her son, even though he's six, I mean, you still have a sense of what's happening on TV, and there's so much of a narrative around Trump. I'm really shocked. this has been split on social media. Some people are saying that she's right to do this because, you know, it's an unnecessary stress for her kid to know what's been going on in the country and the civil unrest and the amount of issues that have concerned many parents. But at the same time, it doesn't help your child to hide history and hide important lessons around how humans interact, which is such a critical conversation to have in America, especially in regards to how divisive it is. And I think that, I don't know, at six, I think you should start being aware. I mean, is that too young? I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't like the idea of lying to children.
I don't like the idea of lying to children either. I mean, every parent has rolled out a little white lie every now and then, and that's, you know, a protective thing perhaps. But I don't know, at 6 years of age, does a six-year-old care about politics? And why did Mum decide to keep Trump's presidency a secret? That's probably the bigger question.
It's odd. My dad lied to me. He did a big lie when I was about eight.
Right.
He told me that he looked like Pavarotti, which he kind of did. And he told me that when he goes to seafood restaurants, he gets free meals. And it wasn't true. And he told everyone at school about how he got free meals.
That's because when they asked him to sing, he was terrible.
I was like, you're getting free crab.
Oh, see? I could not be Pavarotti. Judging by my belly at the moment, maybe I might look a little bit like Pavarotti, but I cannot sing like Pavarotti. See, found out very quickly, wasn't he? Dear, oh dear. Alex Chelios, it's been an absolute pleasure to shoot the breeze with you for the past 4 years, and will we make it five?
Let me have a think. I'm done. I'm in.
You're in? Are you sure?
Yeah, I just needed a split second and I'm in. 100% in.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, and we will catch you mid-January, all right, after I come back from my little break.
I'm just going to sit here waiting.
You idiot. Have a good one, Alex.
Bye. Merry Christmas.